starts in Philippians chapter 1. Reading that to Paul this morning. Paul was, starts this letter in the first of the verses that are not in our text. And Paul's writing a letter to the Philippian church, basically telling them how much that he loves them and appreciates them. And he's in a Roman prison right now. He's under house arrest because that's what he's asked for. He went to Jerusalem. The Jews had him jailed, and he appealed to Caesar. For he wanted to go in front of Caesar. So Paul's in Rome now. You know about the journey that he took and all the things that Paul had went through. And then where our lesson picks up, verse number 12, it says, "But I would you should understand, brethren, that the things which happened unto me have fallen out rather into the furtherance of the gospel, so that my bonds in Christ are manifest in all the palace and in all other places." Now here in the first two verses, 12 and 13, Paul is telling the Philippian people that they need to understand that all the things that have happened to him, all the things that he's went through, everything in Paul's life is for the furtherance of the gospel of Christ. And that's one thing that I got to thinking about, of all the things that we go through, and started looking at people that I know, my own family, this church, all the things that we've seen that have been through, and all the things that we're dealing with, all the hardships, all the sickness, all the things that we're going through. But yet, we need to understand that we need to be just like Paul. Paul said, all of this, I'm in bonds, I'm over here, I'm chained to a palace guard, I'm in Rome, I'm missing you, I'm hurting. He went on a long voyage, about lost his life. I mean, just think about Paul's overall ministry. When the Lord saved him on the Damascus Road, what happened to Paul? Well, stoned, beaten, run out. Everything you could think of was happening to Paul. He had a thorn in the flesh that never left him. I mean, this man at one time was a powerful person. And now look what he's in. He's in chains. But he's saying this to the Philippian people. He's saying that these things which happened to me have fallen out rather to the furtherance of the gospel. He said, don't worry about what's going on. Don't worry about what's happening to me. I just want to honor Christ. I just want to live for Him. I just want everything in my life to revolve around what I can do for my Lord and Savior. So, one of the things that I was thinking of and got to looking at is, what man who's been through all of that could sit down and write a letter to people that he helped start a church with and say, don't worry about me. Love on Christ. Follow the Lord. Serve Him. Honor Him. Doesn't matter what comes in our lives. We just need everything that we do, say, live, that we go through to honor Christ. What an amazing statement by somebody who's been through a lot of stuff. But I tell you, in our own lives, in our own families, in everything that we do, folks, we just need to honor Christ in everything we do. We just need to worship Him, serve Him. Paul said, it don't matter. It don't matter whatsoever as long as it's for the furtherance of Christ. What kind of attitude does that say? Because I'll tell you, the first thing that we do is we start looking. I've never understood this, and I've seen it. All the men that I grew up in church with here, you've seen it. When a little trouble comes, what's the first thing people do? They run away. Paul was sitting here in bonds. All Paul had to do, I tell you, I think Paul could have got out of it easily if he just said, you know, nah, it's just not worth it. Never mind. I think they'd have turned him loose and he could have left right then. But you know what? Seeing people come to know Christ and worshiping and honoring the Savior who had saved his soul was more important to him than his place. It didn't matter to him what place he was in. He was going to serve and honor Christ. Everything he did, he wanted to honor Christ. Now, again, he's in the palace here. He's chained to a guard. These people are changing him out. He gets to write letters. He gets to see folks. But he's under arrest now. And can you just imagine? I mean, I can't imagine being in jail. But I can't imagine back then it was very fun to be chained to anybody. I can't imagine the conditions were all that great. But look at look what it says in verse number 13. It says, so that my bonds in Christ are manifest in all the palace and in all other places. You know what Paul did? Turned around and made it a ministry. He said, all right, I'm chained to you. I'm going to be right here with you. So he's considered that as an open door that Christ had given him. He's seen that as an opportunity to witness to a new audience that he wouldn't have had a chance to witness to. He's seen that as an opportunity to honor and worship and adore Christ even more. Have we ever thought about that? Now, I'll tell you, easy to say, hard to live. When you get in situations, when your family's hurting, when things are going on, it's hard to worship. It's hard to thank God for everything. That's not the easiest thing you've ever done, because I tell you, it seems like people get steamrolled here lately. But look what Paul's doing. And here's the seriousness of it. Paul could have very easily lost his life at any time. Any time they could have come and said, that's enough, we're done with you. He's done. Paul at this point did not care. He was sold out for the furtherance of the gospel. That's what we need to get into our hearts and our minds. We need to be sold out for the furtherance of the gospel. Paul said it don't matter. He said, most people can see that I'm in prison, I'm in bonds. Don't get your head down, Philippians. Don't give up. Don't get discouraged, because look at this. Christ has opened the door for me. I get to witness to the palace guards. That's what it says. It says, so that my bonds in Christ are manifest in all the palace and in all other places. He said, although I'm in prison, although I'm chained to these people, they have to hear it. But if you turn around, and one of the things that I study after one of the commentaries talks about, look at the door that Christ opened for Paul. Paul was a missionary. That was Paul, what he wanted to do. So that's like putting a rabbit in a briar patch. I know the country folks know what I mean in there. He gave him what he wanted. He's right there hooked to somebody that has to listen to him. So what an amazing thing. Folks, I'm going to tell you, the next time that we get in a bad situation or something happens to us, and let me tell you something. This old world will beat you down. It seems like every year something just keeps happening and happening and happening. But I tell you one thing. We can honor Jesus Christ with our hearts and our lives in everything that we do. In our sickness, in our pain, everything that we do, we can honor Christ. We can worship Him. We can honor Him. Trust me, people see that. Look at all the people that Paul, Paul didn't have the internet. Paul didn't have cell phones. Paul didn't have YouTube. Paul didn't have all that, but it was getting around that Paul, although he was chained to somebody, was sold out and worshiping Christ. What a testimony. Folks, we can have that same testimony. I'm going to tell you, let me tell you this. You don't think for one minute that our community's not seeing and hearing and knowing what's going on in this little church? But yet every Sunday, there's folks come by here to see you here. That's a testimony. Don't give up. Don't quit. Don't lay down. Paul said, it don't matter to me where I'm at, what situation I'm into, what's going on in my life. I'm going to use it for the furtherance of the gospel. That's what we need to do. We need to make everything in our life to honor and worship our Savior. Because if you look at it, it's going to go on down in the lesson, in the latter part of the lesson, and Paul's going to say, hey, whether I stay or whether I go, I'm a winner either way. Paul knew what he was serving. He knew who he was worshiping, and he knew where his home was at. I'm going to tell you, the farther I get down the road, the closer I get home. Just keep on going. That's what Paul was going to do. He was chained to a soldier, but he didn't care. Right in the palace. Can you just imagine that? Right in the palace where Caesar's at. The way I understand it, that's right near Caesar. He was talking to some pretty big folks, sir. But you know what? He didn't care. He was going to do and honor and worship God no matter where he was at or what situation he was in. That's why it says to live as Christ. But it goes on in verse number 14. And it says that many of the brethren in the Lord, waxing confident by my bonds, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. Now here in verse number 14, look at who Paul motivated. Again, no Facebook, no Instagram, none of this old stuff going on right here. But they were seeing and hearing about how Paul was a trudging on for Christ, even in his bonds. They were seeing how they were hearing about Paul worshiping, Paul preaching, Paul worshiping and talking about how good God had been and furthering the gospel over in Rome. They were seeing all that. They were hearing about all that. You know what that was doing to them? That was motivating them to go on. So let me tell you this. I don't know what everybody's going through. I don't know what everybody's got in their own lives. I know what's going on with my family and other families here. We know what's going on in our church. I challenge you to do this. Keep worshiping and following and trusting God. That's what Paul was doing. He was in a bad situation again. It sounds like, well, Paul was over there, he was in the palace, he was having a good old time. No, he could have lost his life at any time. They could have had enough of him. And just, because what I read and follow about Paul was a bold little fellow. He was going to tell you what was on his, if it was in his mind, it was coming out of his mouth. So he was telling people about Christ. He didn't care. He was going to let the gospel shine. So I'm sure there were some people that wasn't liking that whatsoever. But look, Paul goes back and says, he writes it in his letter, people are getting bolder. They're waxing more confident by my bonds. Me being in prison is helping somebody else grow. You don't know whatever you're going through or what you're dealing with or what you're into right now. And it may not be you. It may be a family member. It may be anything. But let me tell you something. You don't know who is seeing you and who is growing stronger in the faith because of that. We have to be careful that we follow and honor and worship our Savior in everything that we do. Everywhere that we are, everywhere that we go. Paul didn't care. He was in a prison. In his bonds, he was still serving God. He was still pushing for the furtherance of the gospel. It says right there that they were getting more confident every day just by hearing about what Paul was going through. And he was pressing on. Just press on. Just keep on going. And then look what Paul says. He not only talks about people getting more confident, but there was people that didn't like Paul, believe it or not. There's people in this whole world that ain't going to like you. Just like Paul here. And it says, some indeed preach Christ even of envy and strife, and some also of goodwill. The one preached Christ of contention, not sincerely, supposing to add affliction to my bonds. Here in 15 and 16, he's seeing that some of the people out there was preaching for their gain, because they didn't like Paul. They were saying, they were preaching it out of contention and envy and strife and some out of goodwill. Paul said they were doing all kinds of different things. All these things were happening, and Paul said it's going on. And he said, one preached a contention, not sincerely, supposing to add to the affliction of my bonds. Now, there you go. Paul had people that didn't care for him. And they were preaching to try to make it worse on him. Now, again, there's people out here in this whole world that when stuff gets on you, they like piling on to you. They like adding to the troubles. There are people out there that get joy out of that. There's people that love to add to people's sorrow and people's trials. Paul here is acknowledging in this personal letter back to the Philippian people that he sees that. He knows what's going on. He sees what's happening. But look what he says in 17 and 18. But the other of love, knowing that I am set for the defense of the gospel. Then he asks the question. He says, what then? Notwithstanding every way, whether in pretense or in truth. Look what he says here. Christ is preached. And therefore I do rejoice, yea, and will rejoice. Paul says, I know what's going on, but some of you are preaching out of love. Some of you are preaching out of the defense of the gospel. Some's doing it the right way. I know people are out there trying to spite me. I know people are envious of me. I know people are doing it out of strife. I know all of these things are going on. But he tells these people in this letter, it don't matter how much that they try to hurt him. He's worried about one thing. It says Christ is preached. He didn't care how much they tore him down. He didn't care how much they run his name down. He didn't care how much more could happen to him. He did not care. He cared about one thing. The furtherance of the gospel. I've heard Adam talk, preach about it and teach about it. About how a lot of the things that the world's going on, us as the church, have allowed in. And I'll tell you one thing. Here's what I believe. If we would stick with one thing, and quit worrying about getting our feelings hurt, how much stronger would we be in Christ? And that's the furtherance of the gospel. Folks, there's people outside these walls, no doubt, maybe in these walls, that are lost and dying and are on their way to hell. We don't need to get country boy term. We don't need to get pooch mouth. We don't need to sit down and say, oh, they're talking about me. Oh, it's getting rough on me. We need to be like old Paul. It don't matter what they say. It don't matter what they do. As long as they're preaching the gospel and preaching Christ, I'm going to rejoice. Folks, we need to put on our armor and keep on going for Christ. We're not in prison. We're not chained to anybody today. We are. I'll tell you. I don't understand, and I'll be the first one to tell you when I pray, I ask why a lot. I don't understand what's happening in our church. I don't know. But I will tell you this. We just need to continue to keep getting closer to God. To keep walking for Him, keep talking to Him, keep getting closer. Because it don't matter what this old world does, we just need to honor Christ in everything that we do. Just keep walking in Him. That's what Paul said. Now that's amazing. Because I want to tell you, the way I read, Paul was a killer. He was a killer. Now, you don't think for one thing, one minute, that he didn't get it. Nah, this is Christianism again. I get thinking about stuff. He probably got this in his mind. That old boy out there is doing this. If I get free, it's on. I can just imagine. Because people, let's be honest, nobody likes to hear about somebody talking about it. Ruffles you up. Paul threw all that out the window and said one thing. I don't care what goes on as long as Christ is preached and glorified. And that's what it says. And he says, and will rejoice. In do rejoice, yea, I will. He's saying he's just going to rejoice through it all. And then he goes on and says, for I know that this shall turn my salvation through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, according to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing, listen there, he says, in nothing I will be ashamed, but that in all boldness, in all ways, as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be life or by death. Paul had some confidence right there. He said, it don't matter if I live or die. I'm not going to be ashamed for serving God. I'm not going to be ashamed. I'm going to go in all boldness, and I'm going to let Christ be magnified in everything that I do. Now again, he's sitting in Rome. He's chaining somebody, and he's witnessing. He's preaching. He's out furthering the gospel. And he said, it don't matter what happens to me, because I'm just going to keep on keeping on. I'm going to keep on serving. I'm going to keep on worshiping. I'm going to keep on plodding forward. I'm going to keep on going. Because, you know what? I think old Paul's seen the other side. He's seen the end of the race. And he's seen that when it was all said and done, the journey wasn't even a problem. He was just going to keep on sold out for Christ. I think a lot of times we ain't sold out. We'll go so far, but we stop. When it gets rough, I've seen it all through my life, people sell out. Because it gets rough. It gets tough. Look around me. COVID hit. We go by a lot of churches. All of us do. If you don't stay at home, you go by a lot of churches. You see the difference in the parking lots? Things got a little tougher. People gave up. Now, Paul's in a bad spot. But he's still fighting. And he's still honoring and glorifying the Lord. And he said, it don't matter what. Whatever, I have a hope. And I'm not going to be ashamed. And in all moments, I'm going to make sure that Christ is magnified. What a wonderful thing to be remembered by. That it don't matter how bad it got, they kept magnifying Christ. They kept worshiping the Lord. They kept praising and honoring His name through everything. That's what Paul said. He said, it don't matter. He said, I'm going to keep on serving. Look what it says in 21:22. For me to live is Christ, and die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what shall I choose? I will not. Now in verses 21-22, he's going to say, he tells him, he says, I'm committed to Christ. For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. He said, either way it goes, I'm victorious. We have to realize that. I understand. I've seen it. Listen, we have all seen how hard this old life is. But I want to tell you, we just need to keep on pressing on. Because all the troubles and all the trials and all the hardships and all the things that we've had to endure, Paul says, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. I remember, again, I'll tell you this story, I'm running out of time, but I'll tell you, when I was a youngster here, growing up here, Preston Sam used to sit over here. And they'd get fired up every now and then, and they'd get up and they'd start testifying about, I'm ready for Christ to come. I'm ready to get on out of here. There's nothing I want to go home for. And I was sitting back there as a teenager, just freshly saved, thinking, I don't know about that. You know, I know I'm saved. I don't know if I'm ready just to get all this up here or not. But I tell you what, a lot farther down the road, boy, you say now. I see what they saw. Paul said, he said it don't matter. Paul knew he could die. But you know what? He said, if I live, it's Christ. Now, go back and look what Paul went through. But he said, if I live, it's still Christ. He didn't care. He was sold out. We need to be sold out to our Lord Savior. And I'll tell you why. Paul realized that he sold out for us. Left heaven. Left a perfect, blameless place. Sights and wonders that we won't even imagine. Our brains can't imagine it until we get to it. And come and die on the cross for you. Shed his precious blood. That's what Paul was saying. He said he gave up everything for me. Give up just a little bit for him. He's not asking us to give up everything. I look around, I still think it's pretty good lives. He ain't asking us to give up everything. But that's what Paul said. But then he goes on and says, for I am in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more than Paul goes there and he starts considering things. And he gets thinking about it a little while. He said, you know what? Sure would be good to go on home. Sure would be good to get out of this old mess, get out of these bonds, get out of this old world, get out of all those struggles and trials and strifes. He said, it would sure would be good to go on home. He said, but I'm in betwixt and between. He said, I don't know what to do. And then he goes, says, nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. He started thinking about the Philippians that he's writing to. Started thinking about missing them and how they needed it. How they needed him. He had started that. He wanted to finish it. He got to thinking about that. But you know one thing? Even though it says, and having this confidence, I know I shall abide and continue with you for your furtherance and joy of faith, that your rejoicings may be more abundant in Jesus Christ for me by the coming to you again. Now here he said, Paul's only purpose in life was to please Christ. And old Paul got to know him that he was going to get to go home one way or another. Now he was confident here. He says, and having this confidence, I know I shall abide and continue with you all for the furtherance of joy and faith. God gave him that rest and that comfort. But one thing all throughout this, the whole thing that our lesson today centers on, walk with Christ. Paul was so mad. So mad. He said, no matter what's in front of me, what's behind me, whether I stay, whether I go, whether I get out of these bonds or whether I die in these bonds, whether people talk about me, whether people love me, whether people do anything, he said, it don't matter. I am serving you, Lord Jesus. I'm honoring you. I'm going to keep on keeping on. I'm going to walk for you. I'm going to tell everybody, hey, he's in his bonds. I could just see him pulling that old boy, saying, hey, have you heard about my God? Have you heard about my Lord? I'll finish with this. I remember hearing when Joel was down taking treatments. He was in there praying today. That's so bad. We need to sell out. Sell out for God. We're going through a lot of stuff. Families are suffering. Families are hurting. People are suffering. We just need to keep serving and honoring God. He's saving our souls. And I tell you, I believe this, and I'm done, and I'll shut up. I believe I know what Paul's saying. He caught a glimpse of what was on the other side. I see what Press and Sam see. They got a glimpse of the other side. Not with the physical eye, but with the mind's eye. They see the other side. It's worth it on. Just keep on walking. Keep on serving.